This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with all the hot goss from the South East Radio Group for this week. We are off and running for year 2021. Fingers crossed that it turns out better than 2020. It is now looking pretty good for the new antennas to be fixed to the tower and the bluff before the end of this month. Fingers crossed. It also looking good for the repeater controller, as the team have pretty much sorted out the problems that were causing angst with it. Progress is also being made with regard to the VK3RSW repeater near Haywood, Victoria. We have decided to hold our February activity night in the club rooms, subject to changes with the COVID rules, of course, and so you can see that it's all starting to come together. A number of members have been toiling away quietly over the break, sorting out problems and paving the way for projects to come to fruition as smoothly as possible. I see that the WARC is holding a hamfest on Sunday the 21st of February 2021. It will be interesting to see if this actually happens and, if so, how successful it is. We certainly wish them well, and, as it's a city club, they should get the numbers without too much trouble. No doubt a lot of clubs will be watching this with interest, including ours. For those of us that enjoy operating from Australia's many parks, you will be aware that the Victorian-based 2020 Keith Roget Memorial National Parks weekend was cancelled because of COVID-19. Tony, VK3XV, is now planning to return the event on Sunday the 10th of April and Sunday the 11th of April 2021. Put this date in your diary and plan on gaining some points for this great event. A number of our Foundation Corps members have been busy taking advantage of the recent decision to allow them to upgrade to a three-letter call sign suffix. This allows them to use digital modes without sending the software into meltdown, because four-letter suffixes cannot be recognised. Well done ACMA and the Maritime College for facilitating this step forward. That's all I have for you this week. Our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And news from the Scouts Radio Activity Group.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with information regarding a Scouts Amateur Radio event. Scouts Australia, the SA branch, are running a Special Interest Areas Expo Day for SIA teams to share ideas to support special interest areas as part of a program. Scouts from all sections are invited to come along and see what resources and support is available for them to be able to reach their goals in Scout Award System. Jota and Jotai is being promoted at the Expo Day, with some amateur radios set up to run HF, VHF and UHF and digital radio. The Australian Scout HF calling frequencies, 80 metres, 3.650 megahertz voice, 40 metres, 7.090 megahertz voice, 20 meters, 14.190 megahertz voice. UHF and VHF on VK5RAD 147.000 megahertz with a negative offset, and VK5RAD 439.925 megahertz with a negative offset. C4FM Fusion on VK5RDF 438.1125 MHz with a negative 7 MHz offset, and VK5RDF 147.26250 MHz with a negative 1.6 MHz offset. It will be appreciated greatly if youth members could make contacts with amateur operators from around South Australia during the day to get a brief introduction to the amateur radio. The site will be open to youth members from 1300 hours to 1500 hours on Saturday the 6th of February. It will be appreciated if you can make some contact in the 2-hour period. Bruce VK5VAB and Paul VK5AOS are assisting Brett Callan, the scout leader of the Edinburgh Park Scout Group and the project commissioner of Jota Jotai of Scouts Australia South Australian branch. Thank you. Regards in 73s, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. Myself and the other committee members of Wison South Australia would like to wish you and your families a very happy and safe new year, and hope that you enjoyed the festive time with your families and friends. Wison South Australia last year had a very quiet and challenging year due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the restrictions that it brought to us during the past year across our communities. But 2021 looks like being a busy year for Wison SA, covering many events and also being ready for any state emergency that may occur where amateur radio communication skills may be required. Wison South Australia is hosting a free barbecue get-together on the 30th of January from 11 a.m. down at the Scouts facility for adventure activities at Anderson Avenue, Geelong North from 11 a.m. Members of RACRAM, which is the Australian Citizens Radio Monitor South Australia Incorporated, will also be joining us on the day and will be bringing one of their communication trailers so we can have a look at what they do in the field. And who doesn't like a free lunch? So come along on the 30th of January from 11 a.m. down at the Scouts facility for adventure activities at Anderson Avenue, Geelong North from 10 a.m. for the Wison South Australia get-together barbecue, which I might add is free, and who doesn't like a free lunch? And doors will be opening at 10 as well. Planning is well underway for the Shannons Adelaide Rally 2021, which is a 4-day car rally event being held over the 24th to the 27th of March and had previously been postponed during November 2020 due to COVID-19. So if you're into exotic vehicles, well, this rally is for you. Wison South Australia are currently seeking registrations of volunteers for this event for amateur radio operators and to assist with the communications and logistics across the 4 days. Registrations via the Rally SA webpage. You can register this event by going to the webpage rallysa.com.au. I say again, rallysa.com.au. Click on the Shannons Adelaide Rally, then register under the volunteers link. Then go to Wison Volunteers and pick your days. You don't have to do it every day or not even full days, as we're looking for radio operators to cover stages. So come out and volunteer and be part of the action and being close up to the vehicles in action and put your radio skills to good use. New licence holders and foundation operators are strongly encouraged to participate. Also on the 28th of March, the Adelaide Memory Walk will commence at Collar Reserve at Geelong, and Wison SA will be providing radio communications and support for the organisers of this event. The Memory Walk is a fundraising walk organised by Dementia Australia and local community members. The fundraising from this event provides vital support services to the estimated 38,400 people living with dementia in South Australia. The event also drives the non-stop research partnership where talented scientists can work towards a possible future without dementia. And Wison South Australia is pleased to be able to assist this organisation on the day. So if you want to assist, drop me an email at vk5lsb@wia.org.au. I say again, vk5lsb@wia.org.au. Planning is also underway for the Anzac Day Vigil, which is being held on the 25th of April at Morphett Vale, where Wison South Australia is providing radio communications equipment support to our local youth members from various service agencies and organisations and groups who provide a guard of honour overnight to remember the Anzac legends. We're also in the final stages of planning as well for the Rally of the Heartland, which is being held over the 8th to 9th of May 2021 up at Burra and surrounds. And Wison South Australia is currently seeking expressions of interest for volunteers for this event. Just Google Rally SA website and click on the Rally of the Heartland link and register as a volunteer under Wison. So in summary, it looks like a busy year ahead so far for Wison, so put these dates in your diary now. The 30th of January, Wison Barbecue, which is a free barbecue at the Scouts Hall at North Geelong. The 24th to 27th of March, the Shannons Adelaide Rally. The 28th of March, Dementia Australia Memory Walk. the 25th of April, the Anzac Day Vigil at Morphett Vale, and the 8th and 9th of May, the AGL Rally of the Heartland, which is held up in the Burra region. So on that note, the Committee of Wise in South Australia looks forward to seeing you out there, especially for the free barbecue on the 30th of January, and working alongside you in the field at the many events that Wise are providing radio communications and amateur radio communication support for, along with logistics. This has been VK5LSB, and on behalf of the Wise in South Australian Committee 73, and have a safe one.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, good day again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's edition of the North East Radio Club News. Well, the Real Coffee Club is back on again, and we had a good crowd there last Wednesday. So if you wish to go to the Coffee Club, it will be at the Tea Tree Gully Library next Wednesday at 10 a.m, and all the usual COVID safe conditions apply. You have to log in either on your iPhone, or you can do it by writing in the logbook. And of course you have to clean up all the chairs and stuff after the coffee club meeting. So come along and have a good coffee with everybody. And of course, if you don't wish to go to the Real Coffee Club, don't forget there is the virtual one at 9 a.m. on Wednesday mornings on the Houghton Repeater 146.850. So come on up and you can have a virtual coffee. And the other regular net that the North East Radio Club conducts is the F-Troop net. Yes, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. come along to the Link Repeater Network, and you'll find our F-Troop commander, Tony, VK5FBIC, running the net for that day. So it's always enjoyable. Come along and join the F-Troop net on Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Now, this month we're hoping to run a real North East Radio Club meeting at the usual meeting club rooms at Capulet Crescent in Modbury. So it's going to be a talk about satellite and communications by Adam, VK5GA, and he'll be ably assisted with some other gurus. So we'll let you know as time progresses whether this meeting will be going ahead. We hope to run it, but in these days of uncertainty, you never know. So hopefully, on Friday, the 29th of January, there will be a real North East Radio Club meeting. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you've had a good week. Stay safe, 73s and good DX from me, Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5FRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Today is the 17th of January 2021, the day of the AHARS January Picnic for 2021. I hope I will see all of you who have booked for this event at the Marion RSL there today. Starting time is 11 p.m. Remember to bring your sun hats and your picnic tables and chairs. The weather is ideal for an outdoors picnic. Be mindful of the COVID precautions, social distancing and sanitising, and book in with either a paper registration or using your phone. Have a great day and stay safe. 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.